can be a very quiet meditation. In many ways, last week's meditation goes well with this week's, because I thought we'd cover the subject of acceptance and letting go. And these two words, they go really well together, actually. You know, in order to let go of something, we've got to accept it. So there's a great relationship with them. But I thought first we'd have a look at what we're letting go of. It's all very well to say, I want to let go. What are you letting go of? Well, to start with, practically, and probably fairly superficially, this could relate to material possessions. Many of us have more than we actually need. I'm a big clutterer. It's amazing the stuff I've got. And actually, it's quite healthy to declutter. But even this can be quite tough and tricky to do. The Zen master Suzuki, he said that renunciation is not giving up the things of the world, but accepting that they go away. I think it's a brilliant little piece of writing, actually. So it's a good place to start, actually, the material things. But I'd like to take it a little deeper, obviously, because we're talking about meditation. So what we're going to concentrate on is the mental side of letting go. And the opposite of letting go is holding or grasping or indeed craving. Grasping is when we've already got something and we don't want to let it go. Craving is wanting more of what we've already got. And it's this mental behaviour that causes a great deal of our suffering. Much of the suffering comes back from this, and it results in potential unskillful behaviour. But actually, this behaviour, it kind of hides itself well. And can become quite ingrained. Even grasping or holding onto negative mental states, actually. I've known people who, they were actually depressed, and they've displayed a real definite grasping nature for their condition. They've actually not wanted to let go of their depression, and they've kind of avoided advice and guidance and things that would help them. Certainly, I've seen this kind of grasping behaviour with angry people. That's fascinating, and often happens. So people actually who carry a lot of anger with them, they associate their identity with their anger, and they have a real fear of letting that anger go. Because they think it's going to somehow diminish them. It's interesting, isn't it? These people that are angry and appear so strong, actually what's sitting under the surface is fear. And actually the ultimate end to this, even spirituality can produce a sense of grasping and craving. And there's plenty of examples in history where religious leaders impose stringent rules on their followers to feed their own egos, and to keep the flock in check. And then, you know, potentially aggressive behaviours are displayed when members of that community actually decide to leave. And what was manifesting in love suddenly becomes anger. And this person is potentially shunned. So that's the ultimate grasping, if you like. Hopefully we don't have to explore many of those in our meditation today. Hopefully we can bring it down to something that's a bit more personal and a little lighter. It isn't an easy practice, this giving up things, whether it's mental behaviours or material objects. We could give up all of our worldly goods and live the life of a monk and just have our begging bowl and our robe. But if in our hearts we're still carrying the resentment for giving our lives up, we've achieved absolutely nothing. Conversely, it is entirely possible to live with all of our wealth and material things around us and not to actually be bound to them. So what matters here is not the giving up of the things, but our reaction to it. Looking at that mental behaviour and what goes on. Having said that, it probably would be better if I let go of some of my clutter. Might find it a bit easier. We can take this a little deeper still. Many of us, unfortunately, suffer with physical illness, and we are all getting older. Even those born just yesterday have already started to age. And our physical being is another area that we have a tendency to grasp onto. We face anxiety and even depression when our physical being is facing a long-term problem. And some of us even worry about our physical bodies when they're in fine health. It was interesting, Michael Jackson, following his sad last few years, really, because it seems to have been born out of this complete desire to live forever. He talked about being Peter Pan. You know, he was going to live forever. So we have to explore this relationship we've got with our own bodies to see where craving and grasping are creeping in. And we see loads of these behaviours. I mean, the whole of cosmetic surgery, that's been established around the idea of craving. You know, it's really quite interesting to see it. Obviously, it's good to maintain a healthy body, and we do a lot of that in this centre. Actually, it's about noticing whether you have a craving attitude towards that. There is a difference between having an aspiration, desire to look after our bodies, keep healthy, but when it becomes craving, then it's dangerous. Admittedly, some of Buddhist practice sounds quite pessimistic and difficult. You know, we're always banging on about suffering, and we're banging on about giving up things and stuff. But actually, it is actually immensely practical. And if you look at this aspect of the physical body, after all, we don't, in the entire history of mankind, know of anyone that's avoided death. Although, of course, the Christians amongst us may take a different view. So that's the physical body. And then we have our relationships with people. And here we look at the effect that we have on each other, and particularly for us, the effect that another person has on our life and how we affect theirs. So, true love is when you're thinking, how can I make you happy? Attachment is when you're thinking, why aren't you making me happy? Whether we're talking close partners, family, or just friends, this all applies. And we saw last week in our meditation on chaos how each and every one of us is infinitely different. But us humans try and deny this and place expectations around the other person, how we think they should be. And here, what we're doing is grasping at our own judgments. Not accepting the way the other person actually is. So grasping and craving, these things start at a superficial level and run really deep, developing prejudices, this whole religious beliefs built around it. And their opposite is letting go and accepting. So by accepting, we acknowledge that nothing lasts forever and everything changes. Nothing is static. So we have to accept that we can't keep it and we must let it go. So we've covered material things. We've covered our bodies. We've covered our relationships with people. There's one other area to investigate, the most challenging area of it all. Warwick's frowning now. So this is the attachment to the image of self. And we attach to that one hard and fast. Buddhist practice, particularly the six element practice, which we will go through one day, but it's a massive practice, so needs time. And it does reveal to us the lack of a permanent self. The strongest of the six elements that we examine is the conscious mind. And if you just ponder the nature of the conscious mind, when you look at it, we all kind of associate some kind of impression of permanence around that. That's who we are, that's who I am. When you look at it, the conscious mind is actually made up simply of our conscious reaction to things. When we actually go in during meditation and look at the nature of the conscious mind itself, we can find nothing that we can attach to me or I. It evaporates. So it's a really powerful practice. And it takes many, many months, but slowly we keep looking, we keep examining, and we can't find, and we let go. And when we do that, we start to connect more deeply with the world around us. And lo and behold, the more we connect with the world around us, the more we let go, and so we spiral upwards. So our approach to all this, we start with meditation. Now, I've said this lots of times before, but when we sit on the cushion, we don't make progress. When we sit on the cushion, we're developing mental habit. When we get off the cushion and go out there and apply that mental habit, that's when we make progress. And I found a really nice quote the other day. And it's cast your mind back to when you were learning to drive. And when you start learning to drive, you drive around on a parking lot, don't you? Maybe around a few cones and stuff. And of course, when you're doing that, you're not learning to drive around on parking lots. You're learning to drive. You're developing driving habit. And then in time, you take the car out onto the street, and that's when you really learn to drive. And meditation is exactly the same. So the cushion is the safe place to develop that mental habit. It's not full of the clutter of our lives. It's a good place to sit and practice these things. So we can, in our meditation, learn to develop the habit of noticing our reaction to things around us and noticing when our craving and grasping creep in. I must just say that Buddhist tradition, we don't have good and evil. We don't have this strong differentiation between the two. What we have is skillful and unskillful. So even though we're talking about, you know, letting go of craving and grasping, we don't see them as evil. We see them as very human, but they are unskillful because they damage us. They hurt us. So here we're looking at a very gentle approach of noticing our reactions, noticing when we're grasping or craving, and letting it go. If you look at any of the Buddhist precepts that we practice as Buddhists, they're not hard and fast. They are aspirations to let go of these things. So in our meditation practice, grasping and craving behaviours creep up all the time. When we're sat on the cushion, we can explore what happens. So we can sit there and we can notice the noises outside the window, and we could go, oh, I wish I could find a quieter place, a more peaceful place, and then my meditation will be more successful. actually, that's the way the world is. Those times when we have a very successful meditation and perhaps we drop into a very deep meditation, we get in touch with very calm, soft samadhi practice that we're looking for. The next time we sit on the cushion, it doesn't quite go as well. And we get frustrated because we can't find it. And that's craving. And it doesn't help us. Actually, samadhi, that deep meditative state, only appears when we're not looking for it. So we have to just relax and let go. I think that's enough actually. We can, in our meditation today, we'll use the mindfulness of breathing. So I'll talk you through the body scan. And even at this stage, as we work through the body scan, just kind of pay attention to your relationship with your own body. Notice how you feel. And notice if any grasping or craving attitudes are coming up as you gently go through. And then we'll come to the breath. So just become aware of the breath where you can most clearly feel it, whether it's in the pit of the stomach or the back of the throat. And you're looking for real impression of sensation here. So not some visualization of the breath, but actually what is the breath? And as you gently breathe, we'll use the word calm. So you're breathing in and out. On each out breath, hear the word calm echo in the mind and settle in the body. So that'll bring us nicely down into a more calmer state. And then we're going to let go of the word, still with a background awareness of the breath, just become aware of our mental state and what's going on. Paying attention, not following thoughts, just noticing as they come through the mind and letting them go. And just paying attention to notice where these grasping and craving mental behaviours creep in. Doing it with a real sort of sense of interest. Okay, so settling down. Just come into a comfortable posture and just let your gaze, your internal gaze, just drop slightly below the horizon. As if you're looking out slightly downward. And tune into the room around you. Just enjoying the sense of safety and peace in here. And we're supporting each other in our meditation. So just feel a sense of that. Sense of friends sitting with you. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Nama, Hung. And let your awareness come into your feet. Just feel everything, all the tiny little sensations. Both inside in the muscles and the bones and across the surface of the skin, just feeling it all. A gentle sense of interest in your relationship with each part of the body as you move through. Up over the heel, and moving up through the ankle bones. Gentle, soft, concentrated awareness. Feeling as much as you can. As we travel, a spirit of letting go, so any tension you find, let it melt out. Up into the shins and the calf muscles. I'm working up through the knees. If you discover any little aches and pains, notice your relationship with them, a desire to push them away. Instead, try to develop a feeling of relaxing towards them, a notion of acceptance, sense of friendship to that part of the body. And on up along the thighs and the hamstrings. Feeling as much as you can. Contact of clothing perhaps. Temperature. I'm working up into the sitting bones. Feel yourself relaxing into the seat. As the whole body lets go. Sense of getting heavier as you sink into the seat. As you settle down, allow the head to float up a little. Feel the spine easing out and stretching, the muscles either side gently unkinking. Strength comes into the posture, and strong intent comes into the mind to stay with the practice. Stay in the present moment. Then we take our awareness into the stomach and heart space. Here, take a look at the emotions that are there. This is the seat of our emotions. What's going on? How do you feel? Don't try and justify or understand these emotions. Just notice with interest. Again, a sense of acceptance. And we bring our awareness into the shoulders where we carry a lot of our tension. We let it melt. And take the awareness down the upper arms, over the elbows, down the forearms, and into the hands and the fingers. When you get into the hands and the fingers, just notice the thousands of sensations here firing up all the time. Each tiny little sensation is like a star in the sky, millions of them. Whole universe in your hands. You come up to the head and gently explore the scalp for any sensations. What can you find? Gentle tingling, temperature. If you really tune in, can you feel the hair growing in the follicles of your head? And we come into the face. A relaxed feeling of compassion behind the eyes. Soft gazing, easing out the tension in the face. And a gentle smile on the lips. Bring all of these sensations in the body together. The full picture, along with your emotions, sitting in this space with friends. This is our life in this moment right now. We celebrate it with the breath. Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing. Bring your awareness to the breath. As you gently breathe, feeling where the breath is most obvious. On each out-breath, hear the word calm echo in the mind and settle in the body. Letting go of thoughts, just the breath, calm. Each and every breath is important. Our entire life is in each and every breath. We pour our awareness into it and let the thoughts go. Just the breath, calm. Let go of the word, still with the background awareness of the breath as you gently breathe in and out. Just sit and become aware of the mental objects that come through the mind, paying particular attention to grasping and craving, noticing how you hold on. When you find it, try to let go. Is there a craving or a desire to push thoughts away? If there is, let go of that and just stay with the breath. What are we holding on to in our meditation? What are we looking for in our meditation? Let it all go. Just be with the breath. gently bring your awareness back into the room. Just sitting in this space, just experience how you feel. If you've had a nice deep meditation, just notice if there's a craving to stay in this place. Just notice that. And we offer ourselves a silent resolution to take this sense of peace and mindfulness out into our world. Just letting that resolution drop into our subconscious. Help us stay with the practice through the week. Like ripples in a pond, we make a difference. Om Mani Padme Hum. And when you're ready, open your eyes and bring your meditation to an end.